This is Andrew Holland, and I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 29. 1 Samuel 29. The background of the story is that Saul was seeking to kill David. David was on the run with his small army. He was going from place to place, and Saul was trying to catch him. And eventually David got quite weary of this. And he decided that to seek refuge. And it says in chapter 27, verse 1, "And David said in his heart, 'Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand.'" So David and his army were seeking refuge amongst the enemies of Israel. And in chapter 29, verse 1, it says, "Then the Philistines gathered together all their armies at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed in review by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed in review at the rear with Achish. Then the princes of the Philistines said, 'What are these Hebrews doing here?' And Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, 'Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me these days or these years? And to this day I have found no fault in him since he defected to me.' But the princes of the Philistines were angry with him. So the princes of the Philistines said to him, 'Make this fellow return, that he may go back to the place which you have appointed for him, and to not let him go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become our adversary. For with what could he reconcile himself to his master, if not with the heads of these men? Is this not David, of whom they sang to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Then Achish called David and said to him, 'Surely as the Lord lives, you have been upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the army is good in my sight. For to this day I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming to me. Nevertheless, the Lord do not favour you. Therefore return now and go in peace, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines.' So David said to Achish, 'But what have I done? And to this day what have you found in your servant as long as I have been with you, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?' Then Achish answered and said to David, 'I know that you are as good in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the princes of the Philistines have said, We shall not go up with you to the battle. Now therefore rise early in the morning with your master's servants who have come with you, and as soon as you are up early in the morning and have light, depart.' So David and his men rose early to depart in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel." So David found himself in that rather awkward situation of fighting against his own people. And he was prepared to do that because, after all, he'd been there for 16 months and they'd given him a place to live, the city of Ziklag, where David and his wives and his family and all his armies and their families were able to live, secure from the reach of Saul and the Israelite army. So David was prepared to march with the armies of the Philistines. But the armies of the Philistines weren't so keen. And they sent David off to go back to the land of the Philistines because they didn't trust him. David was in an awkward situation. Should he have gone to stay with the Philistines in the first place? The Philistines, who were the enemies of Israel. And having been there and lived there all that time, should he have gone to fight against his own country, against his own king? Should he have marched with the Philistines? Well, the Philistines wouldn't let him. And in the way God does things, he made it so that David should not fight against Israel. So after all, he might have come face to face with his best friend Jonathan in the battle. So it wasn't a very wise move, really. But David went back to the land of the Philistines, and the battle carried on. But the fact that David had compromised with his life and working with the enemies almost resulted in him losing his family and all his army, at least the families of his army, as we shall see next time. So it's always wise to really know what God is saying to us and how we should react. Who should we work with? Who should we support? Whatever situation we're in. Should we really trust in God, or should we trust in other people instead of God? Could we blame David for going to the Philistines in the first place? I don't know. But God worked it all out in the end, but it could have been much worse. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are faithful, and whatever we do, you can work it all out for our good and for the good of your name. So Father, we thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the account here of David's life, how he was able to live an honest and righteous life in front of his Philistine guests and win their approval. Thank you that he was able to live in a way which honoured you, even though he was living with his enemies. But help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves in our lives, that we may not side with the evil one in any way, but stand against him, but in truth and in righteousness, knowing and experiencing his leading in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Amen.